Once upon a time in economics class, I learned that the value of a good had something to do with its price. If the price is too high, buyers won't buy. If it's too low, even the least shark-like seller will eventually smell the blood of profit in the waters and raise prices. This is common sense, really, but summer in Northern California always gives me one juicy, red reason to quibble with the famous price theory of value. I can sum up the reason in one word: cherries. Around here in Sacramento, cherries come in three forms at this time of year. The first form is sour pie cherries from my beloved English Morello tree. The price? Free. The second form is cherries from the biggest, baddest, and most price-competitive farmer's market in Northern California. This is the monster market in the shade of the 50 freeway south of downtown Sacramento. No English Morellos there, but you can get fabulous and locally raised Bings for as low as $1.50 a pound. The third form is cherries from the grocery store. These come at various prices, but the price that sticks in my mind is $7 a pound. That was for organic cherries at a local natural food store. Economists love the long run, and they're probably right that over time, market forces can tell us whether the value of Bing cherries is $1.50 a pound or $7 a pound. It's the sour cherries from my backyard, not the Bings, that present the complications for economic theory. The reason is, and I'll be brutally honest here, I've got the most valuable cherries in Northern California. Baked in a pie, they taste astonishingly, ferociously of cherry. When I first tried them, I thought, these taste practically artificial. But they're all natural, and they're free, at least to me and my family and friends. Instead of free, you could also say unpriced, or even priceless. How much people are willing or aren't willing to pay for bright red pie cherries doesn't affect the true intrinsic value of my cherries. If you ever have a hot, luscious cherry pie over at my place, or grow your own gorgeous tree, you'll know the truth yourself and toss your old theory of value into the bowl of cherry pits. With a perspective, this is Matt Mitchell.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.